gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Fanny, and today we are going to be talking about you have not because you ask not. And that's coming from the book of James 4 and 2. I am going to read the scripture. Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have, and you cannot obtain. Ye fight in war, yet you have not because you ask not. That's so simple sounding, but it's real, people. God said he's not the God to lie, neither the man, son of man, that he need to repent. If he says we have not because we ask not, that's why we don't have. Just that simple. The scripture also said, if you argue with the word, you're a fool. So I'm not going to argue with it. I'm just going to leave it where it's at because that's what he said. James 4 and 2. Because you ask, you have not, it's because you ask not. We seek selfish gain, so we take what is not ours. We see the blessings of others and become jealous, coveting the happiness they experience. But would we agree or admit that we fight, quarrel, and even murder in order to satisfy our wants, which is our flesh, people? Believe it or not, that's why the world is in such a mess today. Because people are seeking their satisfaction in the flesh. Everybody is want what they want, the way they want it, how they want it, and when they want it. Some people go as far as to kill, steal, rob, lie, anything to satisfy flesh. Amen? So we as people, we are going to have to learn how to bring our flesh subject. The word of God also say we were born in sin and shaped into iniquity. So that tells us right then, right now, that we need to work on the flesh. Because the flesh wants to have his way. The word of God also says the hardest thing to bring up under subjection is the flesh. There's a difference between wants and need. Want is in the flesh. Need things, want more of, but a need are things that we need for survival. There are some needs, and that's for survival purpose. We are bombarded by advertisement, marketing, anything to elevate the emotions and have our flesh craving for things. A lot of times we do things and get things that we don't need. I remember, I'm talking about myself now because I'm human just like everybody else. I remember years ago I was cleaning out my closet. And as I was taking the things out, I noticed I had two outfits lack. Crazy, huh? I don't even remember when I bought them. That's what you call satisfying flesh. I was so busy trying to satisfy my flesh, I didn't know I had two of the same outfits. what that did for me is put me in the position of poverty. Because I got two outfits when I didn't need but one outfit. And I spent money that I didn't need to spend, that I could have had for something in the mold of survival. We flesh people. But we as humans, we have to learn how to bring flesh subject. And the only way we're going to learn how to do it, we are going to have to get into that word of God. In Romans, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. Did you all hear what I say? That's our reasonable service. Not going out buying two outfits a lot, trying to beat the Joneses and get a better car, a better house, or try to get more of this and more of that. That's only flesh satisfaction. That's not going to get us in the kingdom of heaven, people. It's going to cause us to become greed and wanting and doing things we shouldn't do and satisfying the flesh, and the spirit man is starving to death. And we so busy trying to satisfy the flesh. Amen? But the world system itself is set up to draw the flesh. Because God said in his word, him and the world is enemies. I read it. So the world system is set up to draw flesh. That's why the word of God said we walk in the spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. So people, our job is to walk in the spirit, which is our reasonable service, that we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And that's Romans 12:1 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, people says, and I'm talking because I'm talking from experience. I'm not pointing my finger at nobody. People says, oh, I can't do that. I ain't got time to read the word. Oh, I'm all right. You know, we do that. But when we go to our job, if the job got a format, we follow it. If you get on the road and you got to go somewhere, you either read a map or put the GPS in or get directions from somewhere. And you buy meat or something to cook or prepare, it got directions. Everything we put our hands on have directions to follow, right or wrong. So God gave us direction. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Once we begin to read and study that word and live the way God wants us to live, our mind will begin to be transformed, and you won't do like I did and go buy two dresses a lot and not aware that you've done it. So our mind needs to be transformed. And the only way we're going to get it transformed the right way is through the word of God. Amen? We have to get our mind transformed. We have to do it the way God wants us to do it. When God made a plan for our life, it was good and not of evil. That's in Jeremiah 29:11. When we began to get our mind transformed, and begin to study that word and meditate on it day and night, like he said, he will show us the plan he have for us. Because he said it in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Wow. You know, that's good. That's good. You won't be running around like my mom used to say when she was living, like a chicken with your neck cut off. If you want to be on the right track and study and have peace of mind, do it the way God said. Obey. He said obedience birth blessings. As we begin to obey the word, we will see the blessings of God taking place in our life. I don't care what man say. God said in his word, the earth is his and the fullness thereof. Everything in it belongs to me. I don't care what color you are or what size you are, whether you're rich, poor, it don't matter. We all belong to God. We are all his vessels. He say we all belong to him. And he wish that none of us shall perish. He love us just that much. All we got to do it his way. And then he say he give us peace surpass all understanding. Peace the world didn't give it, and the world cannot take it away. In times like these, we need peace. Amen? When God made a plan for our life, he didn't just put what we need to get by and to survive. He put more than enough for us. God is a God of abundance. But we won't know what's ours until we get in his plan. He put more than enough. He is the God of abundance. John 6:13. After Jesus multiplied the little boy 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, 1,000 of people ate, and yet there were 12 baskets full of leftovers. God never runs out, people. There's abundance right now waiting for us. It's on us whether or not we get it. It's on us whether or not we obey, study the word, and show ourselves approved, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. When we begin to get into that word and walk in the spirit, we will begin to see God move. Now, I know you're probably saying, oh, well, so-and-so got this, and they got that, and they live in any kind of way, and they got cars, and they got houses, and they got money. But let me tell you something. The word of God said, only what you do for Christ will last. Somewhere along the way, it's not going to last. And then what's more important than anything, if we are not in the will of God, in hell will we lift up our eyes? That's word. I didn't make it up. So be obedient to God and watch what he do. He will give us more than enough, not just enough. God don't work that way, because that was 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread and fed 1,000 of people, then had leftovers. If he was like that, they'd have ran out a long time ago. God is a good God. He supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. God wants us to have an abundance so you can be a blessing to those around you. We are without because we have not, because we ask not. He want us blessed people. He want us because he got more than enough. He want us to be blessed. He want us to have the best. If you without, it ain't God's fault. It's our fault. Are you asking?